Digitalna ekonomija postavlja temelje avtohtonemu ljudstvu. Dostopna bo kjerkoli po Avstraliji, ponuja fleksibilnost in delovna mesta avtohtonim delavcem. Novico je pripravila Amy Chien Yu Wang. Vzhajajoča zvezda na tem področju je Michaela Jade. Njeno podjetje InDigital spreminja starodavno kulturo v obogateno sedanjost z uporabo dronov, 4D zemljevidov, tehnologijo prepoznavanja slik in simbolov ter kulturne zakonodaje. Toda biti ženska in avtohtona prebivalka ni vedno lahko.
That still happens now. Done a lot of investment rounds talking to people about investing in the company, and there seems to be a lot of dialogue about the fact that I'm an Indigenous woman and I have a tech startup in a remote area. It seems to create a lot of conversation around the risk value of my enterprise, which can be really confronting.
Michaela je diplomirala iz podjetništva z namenom, da bi se z investitorji lahko pogovarjala v istem jeziku.
And I'd gathered together a list of 15 companies and I called every single one of them over a two-day period, which was really terrifying. I was really lucky in the end that somebody said yes.
Ustvarjanje novega kulturnega poslovanja v digitalnem ekosistemu povzroča določene težave.
And that really raised questions for me about how we manage data, what kind of data we're creating, who owns the data, where does it live, how do people maintain ownership over that data in a community and custodial setting.
Pokazalo se je, da so se s tem močno povečale socialne, kulturne in gospodarske možnosti v odročnih avtohtonih skupnostih. Podjetnik Leslie Delafos iz Perta pojasnjuje.
When I first started out, I didn't have a tertiary qualification, but getting into startups actually doesn't discriminate in terms of not having that piece of paper. The more and more actual people that it's actually adopting and leveraging technology actually supports social and economic activities as well. The easiest way to screen people out is to see if they have a tertiary qualification. So there goes most of Aboriginal people straight away. The higher level of the recruiter, the more experienced the recruiter, the higher level of bias. So we removed that bias altogether by using blind hiring. So companies undertake an assessment or profiles of what they're looking for in the individual and their values. And we found a lot of Aboriginal people had the values of working with these organisations. And but through removing that unconscious bias and enhancing that the blind hiring recruitment process, they naturally increased their Indigenous representation by 28%.
Podjetje InDigital ima sedež v Kakaduju in avtohtonim podjetnikom dokazuje, da uspeh ni odvisen od lokacije podjetja.
I don't see remoteness as a barrier. I think it really increases our ingenuity and the way that we have to think through problems. We really have to think hard about who we're going to reach out to, who we're going to work with, how we're going to work with them. That's why I started looking overseas for people to collaborate with, because I guess the same barrier for me to work with somebody in an Australian city as it is to work with someone in the Philippines or in India. In that way, the internet forces you to have a global mentality about what you're doing and who you can work with.
Obstaja tudi nov poslovni program namenjen avtohtonim podjetnikom. Javnosti so ga prvič predstavili lani v Brisbaneu. Idejni vodja programa Dean Foley pravi:
"There's massive opportunities. The challenge is, like, obviously you need the education and the experience and the support network to be able to execute, and it's one thing coming up with an idea, the hardest bit is actually making it work. Like in China and all that, when the manufacturing boom came along, you know, it lifted a lot of people out of poverty, helped fix a lot of social problems. And I think, you know, Indigenous businesses that are supposedly 100 times more likely to employ Indigenous people would obviously have the same positive effect within the Indigenous community."
Michaela Jade meni, da je kulturna ozaveščenost avtohtonih podjetnikov njihova največja vrednota.
And I think the way that we think about the world and the way that we think about our past and our future is vastly different to non-Indigenous peoples. And we have real value, which is, you know, cultural and spiritual value, but we also have vast economic value in these knowledge systems that we've been maintaining since time began.